Hi, boys and girls. There are so many voices that we hear all the time. And we need to know, is this a voice that I need to follow and listen to? Or is this a voice that I need to reject? This is Faith Like Us Podcast Kids Edition. I'm Faith Stropshire, and let's find out, what voice do I listen to?
Every day can feel like this. Living life with no regrets. Walking by faith like
I'm so glad you're here so that we can learn about the voices that we hear. We don't want to just listen to every voice. We want to listen to the voice of God. And I have a very special guest. It's actually Jesus. By his word, we have King Samaje Version in the house today. We're going to call him Samaje for short. That's James backwards. So we have the King James Version in the house. Samaje!
The word is life, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword.
That is so true. Listen, guys, Samaje can only speak the word, and we're so glad that he is here to help us. So let's talk about the voices that we hear. Samaje, could you please let us know what John 10:5 has to say?
Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers.
We don't know the voice of strangers. We want to know the voice of God. But how do I know? How do I know if the voice that I hear is the voice from God or the voice from a stranger or from the enemy? Listen, it's important that you know. You don't want to just listen to any voice. There's voices, there's things that you'll hear on TV, there's things that you'll hear in movies, and you need to know, is that a voice that I need to listen to or is that a voice I need to reject? Because what does the enemy want to do according to John 10:10, Samaje?
He wants to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And listen, what is he going to use? He's going to use voices. So I need to know, is this voice from God so I can accept it? Or is this voice from a stranger or the enemy so I can reject it? So let's go over some questions that we can ask ourselves so we know what voice to listen to. So when I hear a voice, I can ask myself this. Number one, does this voice bring peace? Samaje, will you please let us know what Psalms 23:2 has to say?
He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters.
Guys, God's voice is a voice of peace, just like this little boy that's walking by these still waters. Gosh, it's so peaceful, right? Well, that's how God's voice is. God doesn't lead through fear, through confusion, through worry and anxiety. God's voice is a voice of peace. And when there's fear attached to a voice, that's not a voice I accept. That's a voice I reject because it's not the voice of God. So when I hear a voice, I ask myself, does this voice bring peace? And if it is a yes, then I accept it. But if it's a no, what do I do, Samaje?
We reject it.
We reject it. That's right. So number two, what can I ask myself when I hear a voice? Number two, does this voice line up with the word of God? Samaje, will you please let us know what Psalms 119:105 has to say?
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
So good. The word is a light. So if a voice brings darkness, then it's not a voice I accept. It's a voice I reject. If the voice brings stuff based on the world and the enemy and all the nasty stuff going on, that's not a voice I accept. That's a voice of darkness. The word is light. Just like this little girl, what is she doing? She's reading the Bible. You need to ask yourself, is this voice similar to the word of God? Does this voice come from the word of God? So, Samaje, so Ephesians 5:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. So if I hear a voice that says, hide from your parents, don't tell them that you did your homework just halfway, you didn't finish it all the way, lied to them about it. The Bible says, obey your parents. But when I hear a voice to disobey my parents, do I accept it or reject it?
You reject it.
You reject it. Why? Because it doesn't line up with the word of God. So when I hear a voice and I don't know, is this a voice from God or is this a voice from the stranger or the enemy? Then what do? I ask myself, does this voice bring peace? Number two, does this voice line up with the word of God? And number three, Does this voice bring me closer to God or push me farther away? Look at this picture of this little boy that's walking right next to God. This is what we want to do. And God's voice draws us closer to Him. The voice of the enemy separates you. And we see that that happened with Eve. Eve had an opportunity to accept the word of God and reject the enemy's voice. But let's find out what she did. Samaje, will you let us know what Genesis 3, 1 through 6 says?
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a desirable to make one wise, she took its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
Yikes! Samaje, it sounds like Eve didn't reject the voice of the enemy. And what happened, Samaje? Did that voice of the enemy bring her closer to God or push her farther away?
It pushed her further away.
That's so right. Boys and girls, we don't want the voice of the enemy to be a part of our life. We want to reject that voice. Why? Because we don't want to be far away from God. We want to be close to God. The Bible even says, "Draw near to me and I'll draw near to you." We want to make sure that we're listening to the right voice. And that's the voice of God. We accept the voice of God because it draws us closer. So when I hear a voice, if that voice doesn't bring me closer to God, you need to sneak out. You need to hide this. Those are voices from the enemy. What will those voices do? Will they draw me closer to God or pull me away, Samaje?
They will pull you away.
They will pull me away. And we don't want to be away from God, boys and girls. We want to be close to God. You know why? God wants to be close to you. God loves you so much, and He's speaking to you, and He wants you to hear His voice. And just like Samaje said, in the voice of a stranger, we will not follow. Say, "I accept God's voice.
I accept God's voice.
And I reject the enemy's voice.
And I reject the enemy's voice."
So what else do I need to ask myself when I hear a voice? Does this voice bring peace? Does this voice line up with the word of God? Does this voice draw me closer to God? And number four, does this voice make me joyful or depressed? Samaje, what does the Bible say that God is doing in heaven?
It says that He sits in the heavens and He laughs.
He laughs. God is filled with joy. So if God is filled with joy, then guess what? His voice is filled with joy. So if you hear a voice and it makes you sad and depressed, then what do you know? This is not God's voice. This is the voice of the enemy. And what do we do to the voice of the enemy, Samaje?
We reject it.
We reject it. We're not listening to that voice. Samaje, please let us know what Jeremiah 15:16 has to say.
"Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
The joy and rejoicing. The word of God always brings joy. Even the word in times of correction. You know, when the Holy Spirit tells you, "Hey, you don't need to have that attitude," or, "Hey, you need to make that change." There's always joy attached because you know that correction is love and you're going to go to another level. But the voice of the enemy always comes with shame and condemnation. He says you're worthless. He says you're no good. And what does that make you feel? That makes you feel sad and depressed. So I don't accept voices that make me feel sad. I accept voices that make me feel filled with joy. Why? Because God's voice is filled with joy. Just like this little boy. Look how big he's smiling. Don't you know that God wants our lives filled with joy and joy unspeakable? And the Bible even says, what does the Bible say that the joy of the Lord is, Samaje? What does it bring to us?
It brings to us strength.
Strength. Now we're not going to be weak believers. Why? Because we're listening to the right voice. Listen, if you're depressed, if you're weak, what does that mean? What voice are you listening to, Samaje?
The voice of the enemy.
The voice of the enemy. But when you're listening to the voice of God, you have joy and you have strength. So you ask yourself, where did this voice come from? Does it bring peace? Does it line up with the word of God? Does it bring me closer to God? Does it give me joy? And number five, does this voice help me or hurt me? Look at this picture of this dad that's helping his little boy learn how to play baseball. Do you know the voice of God always helps you? The Bible even says that he is a very present help in time of need. Samaje, will you read what Isaiah 41:13 has to say?
For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you.
I will help you. The voice of God is a help. The voice of God doesn't hurt. The voice of God helps. So when you hear a voice in your head or someone says something around you, you hear something on TV, and you need to know, do I accept this voice or do I reject this voice? You need to ask yourself, does this voice help me? Because if it doesn't help me, then what are we doing with it, Samaje?
We're rejecting it.
We're rejecting it. Boys and girls, I want to encourage you. There's going to be a lot of voices that you hear, but you have the choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. What does it say? He set before us life and death. Therefore, what do we do, Samaje?
You choose.
You choose. And what should we choose?
Choose life.
We should choose life. You have a choice. You can choose to accept a voice or reject the voice. And if the voice doesn't bring peace, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, if it doesn't draw you closer to God, if it doesn't bring joy and it doesn't help you, then you need to reject that voice. Everyone say it with me. Say, I will accept.
I will accept.
The word of God.
The word of God.
And I will reject.
And I will reject.
The word of the enemy.
The word of the enemy.
I love you, boys and girls. Remember, the voices around you are either going to be from God or from the enemy, and you have a choice to accept or reject those voices. So I want to encourage you, accept the voice of God so that your life can be filled with peace and joy, all the help you need, and your life will begin to line up with the word of God. I love you so much. I'll see you next time.
Walking by faith, like, ooh, walking with God.